from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Right now, we are going to go out to Washington, D.C., where we are joined by the prime suspect in the attempted murder of Ildemaro Vargas. Jake Cronenworth, they have you dead to rights on camera.
Not guilty!
All right, I need you to walk me through the mentality, Jake. First of all, good morning. Hope you're well. Nice win last night. When they put in a position player to pitch, I don't know if things have changed. Solano did a full-on softball swing. Manny tried to rip one. You obviously tried to rip one. Is that all right, if you guys are going to do this, we're going to take healthy hacks? I thought that was in, the unwritten rules years ago. I feel like it's changed.
Well, I didn't know what to do because he threw one hard the first pitch, and then he threw another one. He threw a slow one, and then he threw another one hard. So that was unfair.
It was. And I thought to myself, I think he threw one in at 68. And I went,
yeah, the first pitch.
Yeah. And I went, well, now Crony knows how we feel on Sundays when we're playing baseball in adult league. That's what we get to see. And when you barreled that ball up the middle, man, I was like, oh my God, you almost killed that guy. You almost killed him.
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Do you ever ask Crony? Because look, man, you were a pitcher and a damn good one and a closer. How much do you lobby Skip to get out there and pitch in a scenario like that?
Every time that there's a scenario that I can pitch him.
Oh, and he just won't let you?
No, it's unfortunate. So I don't know when he's coming on your show next, but
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nudge. Oh, perfect.
All right. I'll do you a solid. You go put in a good word with Shilty about us. How about that?
You know, though, what we need to say is don't ever let Jake pitch. And that is what will maybe actually get my Shilt to let him pitch.
Y'all don't tell me what to do.
He doesn't want to do anything that we ask him to do.
Nothing.
There's no chance.
Nothing. Yeah, all right. Maybe we'll try some reverse psychology on him tomorrow.
And we just talked to Jake. Don't let him pitch. Don't do it, Mike.
You wouldn't be able, Crony, to do the Ephus bit, right? You'd want to gas it up.
I mean, if I'm going to pitch, I'd love to pitch, but I don't think they would let me actually pitch.
Like they tell you to just go out there and
lob it up there.
Yeah, but I don't even think they would let me get that far.
Too valuable.
He's very valuable.
It would make me too happy to be out there.
Yeah. God, your boss is a lot like our boss, Jake. We're talking to Jake Cronenworth here on Ben and Woods this morning. Guys are playing great out of the break, man. It's just been such a fun team to watch, man. Stringing it together, 12 unanswered last night. I got to imagine everybody's feeling pretty good down in that clubhouse right now.
Yeah, I think, the one thing is, there's only, 58 games left, and, I think everybody knows the situation we're in and kind of what we got in front of us, and, it's such a good group, and everybody's on the same page and, obviously wants to achieve that ultimate goal, so, I think you're seeing it in the way we're playing, and, it's great to see right out of the break.
What's your take on Jackson Merrill? He almost did what you did a couple years ago. I think it was about your 110th career game when you hit for the cycle in Washington, D.C. He had a chance for it last night. We're continually amazed, though, by how unflappable and unfazed this kid is at 21 years old. I mean, you were still at Michigan at 21, right? And he's already up here in the big leagues.
Thanks for that.
Well, you're welcome.
He's way better, is what Ben's saying.
Yeah. I'm just pointing out how kind of unbelievable it is.
I was going to football games.
What he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Drinking Everclear Punch and going to football games.
I think a lot of us saw it in spring training and, you know, how composed he was. And, you know, it just seemed like, you know, he was so focused on, you know, at the time in spring training, just, you know, trying to do what he could do to make the team. And, you know, if he got the opportunity to make an impact, he could make an impact. And, you know, it seems like, you know, since he's been here, he's just getting more and more comfortable every day. And, you know, I think to the point now, he's like, you know, he's realized the confidence he has and, you know, everything he does. And, you know, I mean, the guy works his butt off. And, you know, I don't think it's any surprise to us, the guys that are in the clubhouse, that he's having the success he's having. But, you know, just kind of the mentality he brings every day is that's who he is.
Well, there's him. There's Jerkson Profar, who is just, I mean, he's on a different planet right now, Jake, and he really has been all season. And I don't want to sit here and say nobody expected this. He's always been a really good baseball player. To watch him put it together this year in such an important year for you guys, for the city, for the organization, it's just incredible. His attitude and he plays, he's chippy, which I love. I mean, you love playing with that guy. You hate playing against him. He's been outstanding this year, man. So much fun, and really is kind of stepped up as one of the leaders in there as well.
Yeah, I think he's always been that. You know, I think that's been, you know, one thing he's always been is kind of, he's always been the same person. You know, ever since I'm going to play, this is now my fourth season with him. And, you know, he's always the same guy when he shows up to the field. And, you know, I think whether he's having success or he isn't having it, you know, you always expect to see the same person every day. And I think when you get that and then you combine that with the success on the field and the type of year he's having, you know, it's just that much sweeter to see a guy like that do what he's doing because, you know, he deserves it. He works his butt off. You know, he's been in this league for a really long time. For him to do what he's doing is really awesome to see.
Do you guys, having a guy like Luis Arraez on the team now, Jake, having the chance to talk hitting with him, is he getting his brain picked by everybody? I would imagine specifically the left-handed hitters like yourself. How much hitting do you chat with him about?
Yeah, I mean, there's only a few of us in the lineup. So, you know, him and I are talking all the time about who we're facing, you know, before the game. And then obviously during the game, there's a ton of dialogue and, you know, what different pitches look like and, you know, kind of where he's going and stuff like that. No, he's... You know, I think the skill level obviously speaks for itself, but I think what he provides outside of that from the mental side and, you know, how he sees the game and sees a certain pitcher and, you know, certain pitch moving, it's just, you know, I picked it up on day one when he first got traded over here, and, you know, he's done such a great job of just relaying it to me as well. And same thing from me to him. And, you know, you get Jackson in there and he'll listen, and, you know, Profar when we're facing a righty and everything. So, no, it's been great, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Talking to Jake Cronenworth, he'll be on the field in 2 hours as the Padres take on the Washington Nationals in the final game of the three-game series, going for the sweep. Trade deadline's also coming up on Tuesday. Players' perspective. Obviously, you got a GM who's done some wild stuff at the trade deadline. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. What's kind of the mindset this time of year for guys in the clubhouse, knowing could be some new guys, maybe not coming up, and how does that affect the team going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think most guys in this clubhouse, you know, have experienced it before. You know, here, you know, there's only a few of us who've been here for, you know, since 2020, and, you know, we've seen what AJ can do and, you know, what impact it has on the club at the deadline. And, you know, I think our job is to put him in a position to, you know, allow him to go out and get somebody, you know, whether it's a pitcher or a position player or a bullpen piece. You know, our duty is to let him go out and get somebody to help impact us in the second half. And, you know, I don't know what he has cooking, but I'm sure he has something.
You're like, as long as it's not me, I'm good with it. Yeah, you've lived that experience as a San Diego Padre before, I'm sure. Probably not your favorite. And being, you know, a little on pins and needles, I'm sure there's a lot of players around the league right now, you know, sweating it. Or not sweating it, saying, I can't wait to go to the San Diego Padres and help them win a World Series.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, you know, whoever it is that we acquire, you know, if we acquire nobody, you know, we never know. But, you know, obviously, if we do, you know, I think those guys coming, I think, you know, and similar we haven't, you know, I think a lot of guys around the league have seen the way the team plays and, you know, how hard we play every night. And, you know, we're in games every single day. And, I feel like we're never out of it. And, you know, we're putting ourselves in a good position to be in the place that we want to be at the end of the season.
You are ready to see a right-handed starter at some point, you know, in the next few days, and everyone's stacking lefties against the guys. They bring in a righty last night. You rip one up the middle, knocking a couple runs. I was like, yeah, crony seeing it really, really well, man. We wish you the very, very best. And did you have one more Benny for him?
No, I just wanted to congratulate him on his engagement.
Oh, yeah, first time we've really talked to you on the air.
To really do that on the air. So congratulations, Jake.
Oh, yeah, did we not? Oh, I guess it wasn't announced when we were in Colorado, was it?
No, it was in the clubhouse. We talked to you about it. How's the planning going? I'm sure you're very, very. I bet your opinion is very valued. Just my guess. Just my. No. Just a wild shot in the dark.
No, it's been good. I'm excited, obviously, and you know, I can't wait.
Ben would like to know if he's invited.
Don't make it weird.
Are you gonna bring a gift then?
Oh yeah, no, Ben's like the cheapest guy. I'll send a gift, but
Woods will definitely bring the gift.
I've officiated several weddings. I'm just throwing that out there.
What do you need? I mean, cookware. Yeah, what are we doing here? What's on the register?
Are you officially registered as a?
I am.
Wedding officiant.
I am. I have married several couples around San Diego.
Me and my wife.
I married Paulie and his wife Megan. Yeah.
I'm also registered as an officiator.
Really? Are you? Who have you married?
Yeah. No, I was supposed to marry my brother and his wife in spring training last year, actually. And so they were getting married in Sedona, and it was the Saturday, or I think it was the Saturday before spring training officially started. So they all flew out, and I was at dinner on Thursday night with my agent. And I was eating dinner, and I wasn't feeling well. And then I got back to the hotel where I was staying, and I got so sick,
oh,
I couldn't even get in the car, and I had to miss the wedding.
Oh, that's such a bummer, man. Well, listen, my services are here if you need.
And give you the discount, too.
It's on the house.
Friends and family.
Yeah, do it on the house.
Yeah. Send me your resume.
All right. I will. I have glowing reviews. Glowing reviews. Keep up the good work, man. Go get that sweep today. That would feel
season
pretty good.
Season series sweep.
Season series sweep.
Not that we're counting, but
would
anything,
be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll talk.
Thanks, Jake.
We'll talk to Shilty for you tomorrow. You go put in a good word with him for us, and then we'll do the same for you tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Done. Thanks,
Jake Cronenworth, Padres infielder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.